Well, we're going to talk more about Relay for Life here in Cass County this morning. Ann Pellett joins us this morning. Ann is helping to head up the corporate sponsorship portion of what's going on. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, sometimes for a big event like this, folks tend to not think too much about what all has to happen behind the scenes and things, but getting sponsors lined up for an event like this is incredibly important when it comes to the overall success of the project, isn't it?
It certainly is, Jim, and I guess, first of all, I just want to say that Cass County is wonderfully generous with sponsorships. We have so many businesses that call and contact us, and we do a mailing and stuff, but wow, yeah, the sponsors are a critical part of the relay. They just really form the basis of making sure that a lot of the expenses of actually running the relay get covered, and of course, the advertising and all the things that that everybody does.
Well, and you know, and I know as well, that I know businesses in a small town, they get hit every which different direction for all kinds of different types of things, and we all have to sit back and determine which ones we want to support. This particular effort, it's hard for anybody to say no, just flat out no to, because we've all been affected.
That's true, and you know, the statistics, unfortunately, haven't changed a lot in that 1 out of 3 people in the United States mm-hmm. will be affected with cancer in their lifetime, and I think you can talk to anybody, any business on the street, anybody on the street, any business down the street. They all know somebody who has cancer. We all do, whether it's in your family or friends. So it's a very appropriate thing to contribute to, simply because it affects such a vast number of people all across the nation, but of course in Cass County as well. And I think people respond well to that. It touches a lot of people's hearts. It's very close to their hearts to donate to it.
So you didn't have to twist a lot of arms.
No. We have wonderful sponsors that come back year after year because it's something they truly believe in. This year, we actually have five more sponsors we had last year. Like I say, we do a mailing just to kind of raise the awareness, but we don't always get a hold of anybody, so sometimes it's just word of mouth, and people give us a call and say, hey, we want to be a sponsor. And, of course, we don't turn anybody down on that, just because the money, you know, a lot of people ask, and you're probably about to the point where you're going to ask, where does the money go from sponsorships? Sponsorship is first and foremost to get the relay running for Cass County residents. So the money goes to make sure that everything's set up to hold this celebration that we do for our survivors, to make sure, and in the three things we always come back to are celebrate, remember, and fight back. So first of all, we use sponsorship money to help celebrate people's lives of people who have survived cancer, and make sure that they are welcome. We do a dinner, and sponsors help pay for that. And then we also do remembrances, so anybody who has had cancer and we've lost them to cancer, we want to remember those people, and then to fight back. And so money that's over and above, because it does cover all our expenses for the relay, over and above goes to fight cancer through the American Cancer Society.
And through the corporate sponsorships, you actually generate a whole lot more than you need to cover the local expenses. A lot of this does get folded over into the bigger effort.
Exactly. And the reason it does, one of the reasons it does, and I'm so proud of how Cass County does this, because nationwide it costs about what, you know, you raise a certain amount of money for relay. And I think last year, roughly, Cass County raised about $80,000. And usually they figure they want to keep it under 10% nationally. And Iowa as a whole keeps it well under 7%. Cass County keeps it under 5%.
Excellent.
People donate goods and services. You know, it's just a wonderful effort with so many volunteers that the cost is very low, and that's why the money from sponsorship can roll on after we paid for the whole relay, mm-hmm. can roll on into the national effort to fight cancer and find an end and a cure.
And the nice part about having the corporate sponsors out there to be able to cover any expenses that are had, make the questions a lot easier to answer when folks are trying to get people to sign up to donate toward their personal effort. If you're going to ask someone to donate, one of the first questions folks usually ask is, how much of my money is going to be used for administrative costs and whatever, and how much goes to the effort? Well, if most of the local administrative costs are covered, I guess the answer is pretty simple.
Yeah, It really does. The majority of the funds do go back to actually fighting cancer, handling the research, the education, funding all those call-in lines that people all over at Cass County and everywhere else call in and say, hey, I've just found out I've got cancer, a relative does, what do I do about it? So it truly does go back to, it goes to the people in the county, it goes on and funds other services that people in the county and across the United States use, and then it goes into the greater research effort, which we've all benefited from.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you have different levels for sponsorship, and you've had, it's been pretty active at all the levels, hasn't it?
It really has. It's just so much fun to talk to people, and we are so delighted, any kind of a sponsorship. I've had people walk up and say, I'm not on a team, I'm not going to even be able to come to Relay, but here's $10 for Relay. And I said, that makes you a sponsor. There are sponsorship levels, which we start a kind of a recognition thing at, but we certainly recognize and appreciate all of our sponsor levels. But we do have four main levels, which would be the bronze level starting at $325, our silver at $500, our gold at $1,000, and then our diamond level at $1,500 and up. And I also want to specify, Jim, that this can be either in-kind sponsorship or it can be a monetary contribution. So some businesses choose to give their services and skills and items or whatever. And so that is every bit as appreciated as the monetary amount.
And one of the reasons that level is about 5% of what we spend out of our corporate sponsorships here in Cass County on the expenses that are needed to run the operation. How many overall sponsors do you have as far as the corporate sponsors that fit into those levels? Do you know?
Yeah, and in those levels, we've got, we currently have 42 sponsors, which last year we only had 37. So it is up this year, more interest. And that does not include what I call all the other sponsors, which that are under the $325 monetary amount, but they're given from their heart and they're given items and everything like that. And we have well over 50 or 60 people and businesses that do that. And we certainly appreciate all of them, and we'll be recognizing all of them at the Relay and in our literature that we pass out.
And glancing through the list that you have there too, I was struck by that, because most people, when they hear the term corporate sponsor, they immediately start thinking about businesses they're sponsoring.
Right.
You have churches, you have community groups. It's not just businesses.
Yeah. Individuals even. Yes, it certainly is a broad spectrum across the community. And I think that's what's such a heartwarming and wonderful part of Relays. It really does bring people together in a bunch of different ways. And one thing I do want to highlight too, I go out to a lot of these businesses and visit with them, and I invite everybody to come to Relay. Of course, it's June 20th, mm-hmm. Friday, June 20th, coming up pretty quick here. And I have several of them say, I don't run, and I don't, even maybe care to walk that much around the track or anything. And I need to clarify that. This is not about running or walking. Just come to Relay and take a look, because you don't have to go around the track at any level of any speed. It's just about celebrating the lives of those who have survived cancer in our community. It's about remembering all those we've lost, and it's about fighting back. We just invite everybody, corporate sponsor or not, to come and do that. So.
Yeah, it started out as kind of a relay where you would keep somebody on the track all the time for your team and stuff years ago, but it's really kind of morphed into more of a big social event.
It truly has. It just kind of used to be, boy, you had to have somebody on the track all the time, or you couldn't have a team there, or you couldn't do this, and so many rules and those kind of things. And, it has. It's evolved into where communities have adopted this and made it their own. And in most communities, it is. It's just a gathering of people who are concerned about cancer and its effects on our lives, and they want to get rid of it. They want to get rid of it for good, and they've all just joined together. So it's not about running a race. It's not about even, being that physical necessary. It's about being a community,
mm-hmm.
is what it is.
And I'm sure you don't even get questioned too much when folks step forward to be corporate sponsors for the event. They're probably not even asking questions like, what do I get for that? Usually they're happy to make the donation and be a part of it.
They are. And of course, we do have things that we offer. Obviously, we recognize all of our sponsors and anybody who donates anything. We try really hard to make sure that we have that list always complete and up to date and recognize them at the Relay event and before and after. We certainly have, for those that give at a certain level, they are on the back of the T-shirt. We try and put photos in the paper for every sponsor that has requested that. Some request no photo, and that's perfectly fine, too. And some people are completely anonymous when they donate, which we totally respect. But we also have, you know, if you have a business or you have a group that has contributed at sponsorship level and you want to have a team, we waive all the team fees. And so there's a lot of benefits to it besides just the good feeling you get from doing it, which, of course, I think is really what a lot of people do in it. One thing we're doing this year for the very first time is we're going to have a sponsor lap, and that will be at 7 o'clock, and we want everybody to come and who's done sponsorship, and we'll be sending out a letter, more information about this week, but they definitely, we want them to participate in that at 7 o'clock and be there about 6:45 for that.
Excellent. Well, a lot of ways for folks to participate, and I tell you what, between collections at church and folks asking you for sponsorship of their team and corporate sponsorships and things and being a participant that evening and all the volunteers that you have helping to make this all happen, it's amazing that not everybody in the county cannot be touched some way by this event.
Well, and we continue to have more people who discover it every year, quote unquote. You know, this is the 16th year, and it's still new to some people. And so if you don't know what Relay is about and you know somebody who has cancer, and I think everybody listening to this, I even go to schools and all the little children in the classes when we do education, they know somebody who's had cancer. Come and check it out. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of those who have gone before because of cancer. And it's a celebration that we're going to get this thing for good.
Absolutely. That's, again, Friday night, June 20th, and that's the Atlantic Track and Field Complex here in Atlantic. Ann, thanks for coming by, and good job. Well, up this year. Nice.
Yep, we're doing great. Thanks, Jim.